2012. This is her first time to join the table meeting here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where is she living?
Three months. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, any new ones in here? This section?
Amen.
They will be
joining the small group in Bridgewater.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, this big section.
这边有没有需要介绍的？第一次来，或者说是许久没有这个需要介绍。
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Now, this section behind me. Any new one?
Alright. Is anyone who hasn't been introduced
before?
The corporate. Amen. Hallelujah. It's that. Amen. You来过了。自己来。Corporate.
我今年4月份有来过，去年也来过，那我两个小孩没来过。Brother Zhen is from Taipei.
感谢主，谢谢弟兄姊妹。那今年感谢主的带领，然后我的孩子跟我会到这个纽泽西这边。
Protestant family will be in Berkeley Heights. Praise the Lord.
My name is David. I'll be starting a medical school this year at Piscataway. I'm staying at their brother's house.
Amen.
Amen. 我是邱氏达弟兄，来自新加坡教会，我和姊妹也问你们安，我们真是可以见证，我们的神可以见证，我们是常常在祷告中不住的提到你们，我们是切切想念你们，也祷告我们赶快可以来到你们这里，主也成就我们的祷告，所以我们来了。
Brother Shitak, he has been here for a while. I think you moved to Singapore you went back to Singapore last year, right?
Amen.
So
2 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. So welcome back, brother.
Amen.
You will be here for how long?
Until next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Coming Tuesday.
Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, here are a few announcement items. The first one is, brothers and sisters, we need to pray for the coming new seasons of fishing.
Amen.
And we would like to encourage you to involve in contacting people, gospel preaching, and other logistic services such as meal preparation and transportation. So please pay attention to the detailed plan that today the brothers will present to you.
好，阿门，感谢主，这个余训又来了。然后感谢主，我们为了新学习的福音呢，希望大家能够正式参加这个接触人、传福音和一些这个知识的这些工作，就是像这个接送啊、饭食等等的服饰。感谢主。
阿门。 Now, because of that, right after today's Lord's Day meeting, we'll have a campus, Old Ridge, and Gospel Preaching Fellowship after lunch.
Amen.
Now, as you may have aware, that today we have many agenda items to go through, so therefore, the message 6 of this series of morning revival will be shared in the fellowship this coming Lord's Day. Okay, this coming Lord's Day. Now, as a matter of fact, of this coming Lord's Day, we will share and review all of the 6 messages for the past Memorial Day conference.
是，这一周因为是日程安排比较紧，所以我们的晨兴圣言的这个分享就挪到下一周。那下一周呢，其实际上六篇信息都在分享的范围内。Amen.
So for the morning revival purposes, I know for that purpose, you may choose among all these 6 messages and all days for your morning revival purpose. And in addition to that, we recommend a book. We recommend a book called "The Training and the Practice of the Vital Group," Message Number 6, Building Up a Habit of Contacting People. We'll share and send it to brothers and sisters also for the morning revival practice purpose.
Okay. 那么在对于下一周的晨兴材料，你可以选择六周里面的任何一周，或者是有一本执事的书，叫做《活力牌的训练与实行》，那么那个里面的第6篇信息，就是建立接触人的习惯。Amen.
下周还是集中吗？不是。
No. Brother was asking, will there be a corporate meeting next week? No. The coming Lord's Day will be a district or a district meeting.
对，下一周不集中。
Amen. The next item is for the coming Tuesday's prayer meeting session. We'll have district prayer meeting at 8 p.m. on Tuesday for Berkeley High, Baskin Ridge, and Bridgewater, and the English District.
下一周的有3个区是分区的祷告，晚上8点开始，就是 Berkeley High, Bridgewater 和英语。
Amen. For all others, we encourage you to come to Rutgers campus to contact people and preach gospel with prayer.
Amen. 这个祷告，并且去传接触人传福音。
Amen. Now, for logistic purpose, today's food service will be P4, P5, and Baskin Ridge. The clean service will be P1 and P3.
今天的饭食服是 P4、P4、P5和 Baskin Ridge， 整洁服是 P1、P3。
Amen. Any other announcement item?
有没有其他报告？
Amen.
书房新的一期，等于说是2015年的这个晨兴圣言基本订户开始了。那等一下会书摆在这个bookshelf那边，那请那个等于说服侍的弟兄姊妹服侍的弟兄去拿。那拿的时候请注意，因为我们这次还有2014年的两本，就是说共同追求的书，所以有一套是。 否上一期的，有一套是否这一期的，那所以拿发出的时候，请看好那个书单。那书单的话，同时有这个繁体、简体，和英文，那也麻烦看清楚。
The small group responsible ones, please go to book room to pick up after the meeting to pick up the book for 2014 and 2015. Please be careful. There are different versions, some for last year, some for this year, some with traditional Chinese, some with simplified Chinese, so be careful.
那还有就是2015年的这个基本订户，那我们就决定还是50块钱一期，那基本上还是7本晨兴圣言，外带2本或3本的属灵书，这是一年的份，基本上希望弟兄姊妹还是能利用这个书，因为书有时候还是比这个电子版来的方便。那如果说弟兄姊妹到时候拿书觉得有需要增订的，或是有什么要更改的，那也到书房来登记。
Okay, the Standing order. Yeah, the standing order for this year is still $50 per year, and they include seven booklets of the Morning Revival plus two or three other spiritual materials, spiritual books. Yeah, and those books are pretty good, and they're more convenient than the electronic version. So hope you'll take a good use of them.
Yeah. So if my father wants to subscribe, so please go to a book room as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So for the next session, we give Brother Shi Da for a few minutes of fellowship.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主，弟兄姊妹，就交通一下在新加坡的教会生活，我们如何实行这个儿童活力牌和神人家庭训练操练。那这个我来之前，林永光弟兄他说他在 New Jersey， 他交通过这个关于儿童活力牌的实行，所以呢，我就是在这里再可能补上一点，然后我们在新加坡也是非常受弟兄的帮助和带领，所以也愿意将蒙恩的点与弟兄姊妹交通。
Amen. So today, hello. Today I would like to fellowship about how we practice children's vital group meeting.
Amen.
So we've gained much help from Brother Lin Yongguang.
Yeah.
Right? Amen.
Right. 那我们看见这个教会生活呢，其实就是一整个 pipeline。这一整个 pipeline 从儿童、青少年、大专到青职到中壮年。那我们
，sorry， okay, I'm just doing summary.
Amen. 那这个每一环呢是环环相扣。我们看见弟兄帮助我们看见这个儿童我们不做，这个青少年就没有路，儿童工作做不好，青少年服侍者就不知如何是好。因为儿童工作你儿童你不管，你到了青少年你就管不了，因为他们你要青少年服侍者管他们也没有办法管，因为他们已经成为那个他们就是主了，因为在家里他们就好像主一样，他们叫父母来父母就来，叫父母去父母就去。所以到青少年的时候我们发现有很大的难处，而且到青少年的时候我们流失大量主恢复里面的下一代。
Amen.
本来这些青少年这些儿童他们到青少年应该受更好的装备，为着预备行各样的善功，可是到了大专，本来大专服侍者应该享受这些结果的，你本来这些青少年进到大专，他们就要成为这个大专工作的中干。我们常常说学生工作学生做，那学生工作学生做是谁做呢？就是这一批从小就在教会里面受成全受预备的这些我们的下一代，很可惜我们失去了。
Amen. Amen. So the church life is like a pipeline, right? We start from children and then we move on to young people and then college students. If we miss a chance to perfect them as children, we will cause a trouble for the young people servers and also for the college servers. So instead of being able to serve in the college by themselves, they are still in need of service.
Amen. 那我不是说现在我们的青少年工作做得不好，也不是说我们的大专工作做得不行，只是我们本来应该是更好，我们应该是更棒，有更多的人带进来，更多的青年人留在教会里面，可是因着我们忽略了儿童，我们失去了教会的产业，神所赐给我们的下一代。
Amen. We are not saying that our young people service or the college service is not good enough, but it could be better if we have done a better job in our children's service.
Amen.
This is the property of the church.
Amen. 那在已过非最近的时候，美国这个将同性恋合法化，那我们在新加坡听到这个消息，我们实在是恐惧战惊，因为在美国这样以一个信仰起家的国家，总统按照圣经宣誓就职的国家都可以如此悖逆，那么新加坡 有一天也会沦陷，那么马来西亚有一天也会沦陷，中国大陆台湾都会沦陷，因为这世界会一直败坏下去的。弟兄姊妹，我们不要指望这个世界会变得更好，因为世界它会一直糟糕下去，这个世界只会变得更糟糕，到一个地步神要降火烧掉索多玛，到一个地步神要用洪水审判挪亚那个时代，难道神会放过这个世代吗？这个世代会一直的败坏下去，那我们的下一代要怎么样呢？
Amen. We just had a deep fear in us in Singapore because we heard that the US passed the legislation of same-sex marriage, even in such a faithful country based on the faith, right? So the world is just going down and down, and more countries will be led by this trend.
Amen. 所以我们的下一代需要逃避。
Amen.
要逃避青年人的私欲。
Amen.
同那清心呼求主的人。
Amen.
一同追求的公义、性、爱、和平。
Amen.
那他们怎么逃避呢？提摩太前书也说，你们这属神的人啊，我们要逃避这些事。
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们、
Amen.
我们逃避了，在某种程度上我们是长成的人，我们也的确可能在某种程度上逃避了这些事、
Okay.
可是我们下一代他们正在面对非常不一样的环境，非常不一样的成长过程，不同的这些事诱，这整个世界都要掳掠他们。那主在我们中间有没有路？这些下一代能不能蒙保守，就要看全教会愿不愿意起来投资在儿童身上。儿童如果能够蒙保守，我相信青少年服侍者要蒙保守，这个青少年这一环要蒙保守，大专的工作也要蒙祝福。
Amen. So we have no other way but to flee, right? Both us and our next generation have to flee. But in some sense, we are grown up, but our next generation, they are growing up in a very different environment. So where's the Lord's way among us is that we have to help them to flee from this generation.
那圣经说，这世上和其上的情欲正在过去，唯独实行神旨意的永远长存。
Amen.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的下一代他是属于那前半段正在过去的那一边，他还是会站在这一边唯独神实行神旨意的那永远长存的那一边呢？弟兄姊妹，儿童们他们没有选择，他们完全靠着大人们的带领。所以弟兄姊妹，所以首先我们在开工的时候，在开始做儿童活力牌的时候，我们的祷告就是巴望全教会至少从我们的区开始，我们都有这个负担。儿童工作不是只是给糖果而已，儿童工作不是只是带来聚会而已，就算在聚会里面，他们要与我们一同的追求那公义、性、爱、和平。
Amen. Amen. So we see two sides, right? One side is this world that's going past. The other side is that who practice the Lord's will, that's going to remain, right? So we must give the children, they have no choice, but we must lead them to stand on this side. In our children's meeting, we must lead them to be standing on the side of God's will.
Amen. 那我这样子交通呢，弟兄姊妹，你不要感觉有压力。 Amen. 因为我们听到这些话，我们就回到主的面前，所以我们祷告主，求主开路给我们。
Amen.
那我们要开工，我们需要，我们晓得我们要做儿童的工作，可是做儿童的工作后面，其实你要看见儿童后面就是我们这些家长们。
对，
然后我们交通儿童工作，那青少年和父老们也不要觉得好像这个跟你没有多大关系。其实刚才我交通的一点很重要，也是蒙恩的点，乃是全教会都看重儿童的工作。那时候儿童这一环我们就能得着加强，那儿童呢，他们就能够在主里得着正确的牧养。那我们在 在那里的实行呢，我们首先就是先要有负担，先要带弟兄姊妹们看见这异象，首先从信的人开始，那我们就一同的祷告，一同的奉献。那我们要做，可是我们不晓得如何做，那我们怎么办呢？我们就去请求帮助，有几个家我们就配搭到台湾去，那我们有些家就到马来西亚去做什么呢？去得帮助，去寻求交通，去看看他们怎么做，蒙了的点在哪里，然后我们带回家。那当我们这样子做的时候，主就祝福我们，实在是给我们一条实行的路。那在我们的区，我们本来从一个牌，一个儿童活力牌，扩增到现在四个儿童活力牌。那有四个家为着这儿童愿意打开他们的家。
Amen. So, my fellowship is not to put a burden on you, but you must bring this to the Lord. And the whole church, even if you are not serving the children directly, should function together. Right? In Singapore, we had a practice and we visited other churches to see their experience and see in what points they were granted by the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
So, we brought this to the Singapore church, and then we had a growth from one children's group to four children's group.
Amen. 那我们也，对不起，时间的关系，我现在停在这里。那我们吃饭的时候再交通，感谢大美女。
My fellowship will end here. We can continue during lunch.
Amen. Yes, brother definitely have a great supply and enjoyment for this, but because of that, I will withhold that fellowship for the lunchtime. Now, the next one is, brothers and sisters, let's move on to Summer School of Truths Overflow.I request, because of time measure, 1 minute each. And I hope the piano service will remind you. Thank you.
Take a start. Does everyone you want to share just stand up? I'm going to end.
Amen. Amen. So, for those of you who don't know, the topic of this year's Summer School of Truth was the Triune God.
Amen.
And then,
Amen.
What was the second
question? Person
Amen. Amen. The person and work of Christ. Amen. Amen. So, is this on? Okay. Amen. So, the first big point that we touched on is that we don't know how the Triune God is Triune, but we know why. And we really don't have to understand why God is Triune.But we just have to know that he's triune for our enjoyment.
Amen.
And so the brother asked us a question. So he actually asked us three questions. Is God one? And then we said yes. And then he asked us, is God three? And then we're like, yes. And then he's like, that's right. And is God three and one? Amen. And then we're like, yes. So how's that possible? I don't know. Like, we can't explain it. But...Amen. He's triune.
Amen.
The second point that the brothers really tried to get us into was applying Christ's human living to our human living. So like Brother Sudha was sharing earlier, the world's humanity is degrading and its moral fiber is crumbling.
Amen.
And amen. We gotta, in order to live in today's generation, we have to gain Christ's humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
So a large burden of this summer school was also about preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And I mean, like going out on the streets and preaching to strangers, I guess, you know, that's a great thing, but there's also the matter of our friends and, you know, your coworkers, your classmates, whatever. And actions speak louder than words. And Austin was talking about, you know, Christ's humanity. So, you know, there's just, we have to be a living testimony for the Lord. And...You know, that's not an easy thing to do because by ourselves, we're not lovable. You know, everything about man that is lovable is not lovable. So, you know, how can we become such a living testimony? It's not possible out of ourselves because, you know, if I try to be a perfect person, I mean, my parents can tell you I fail like every single day. But, you know, the way is to eat Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, we have Philippians 2:15, that you may be blameless and guileless, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world.
Amen.
So in this verse we see shine as luminaries. And, you know, the church is, the picture of God and the church is like God is the sun and the church is the moon. And the moon doesn't have its own light. It has to reflect God. So if every day we, you know, we come to God and we gain a little more Christ, eventually we'll be shining, and that's how we can become a living testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we must realize that the Lord is coming back. We are already in the
Amen.
Revelation 2:25 says, "Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come." So it is so important to have the Word of God.
Amen.
To be able to resist temptation by Satan by using the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to do the same in the midst of this crooked and perverted generation.
Amen.
I really enjoyed a chorus from the song, "Choose to Be an Overcomer." Would you choose to be a living overcomer? Be a person not ashamed to be a Jesus lover.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Life and drinks the living water.
Amen.
Would you choose to be a living overcomer?
Amen.
To leave the world and consecrate to be today's age turner. I give myself to you for your return.
Amen.
Amen.
Young people, if you want to share, stand right now. Otherwise, you will lose the chance.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, 40 seconds.
Yes. Amen. What really impressed me was how important humanity is to God.
Amen.
So God as the creator won't lower himself to defeat Satan, his created being. So he uses humans who are also a created being to defeat Satan.
Amen.
So this is how important, you know, our humanity is. So in the picture of the tabernacle, you have the acacia wood overlaid with gold, which is what the tabernacle is made of. The acacia wood represents humanity, and the gold represents God's divine nature.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
John 12:24 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
Amen.
When I first read this verse, I was actually kind of confused. I was like, why would a grain of wheat have to die? But really, this is representing Christ. And when Christ was being crucified, that was representing him dying. And when he died, it released the outer shell. The outer shell was broken, which allowed the life, the divine life inside him to be released.
Amen.
Amen.
So this year in SST, they really emphasize the matter of personal time with the Lord.
Amen.
So every time we broke into small groups, we would spend the first couple of minutes just spending time with the Lord.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed that the Lord is a person and he understands you.
Amen.
So normally, previously, before this summer school of truth, every time I spent personal time with the Lord, like for a certain amount of time, I would run out of things to say well before the time was up. But now, like, but people, when we talk to our friends, we can talk for well over 10 minutes.
Amen.
And so I just really enjoyed how the Lord has to be your best friend, and you can talk to him about anything.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Matthew 25:1-2 says, "At that time, the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Yes.
And 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent." The Lord is coming back very soon, and we are in the 11th hour.
Right.
And we need to be the 5 virgins that are prudent or prepared to meet Christ when he comes in.
Amen.
Okay, so I enjoyed that that Jesus had a perfect sinless life. But even though he did have a perfect sinless life, he didn't live by that life. He lived by the divine life of the Father.
Amen.
We need to do that too. So whenever we're like spreading the gospel, or like we're like in like a table meeting, we need to be in the divine life of the Father.
Amen.
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 So I enjoyed how the Lord Jesus died. He like took out sin inside us, and he also dispensed his life into us.
Amen.
And because of that, now we can turn to God whenever we are tempted by Satan.
Amen.
So when we think that we cannot overcome Satan, we really can't, because we need God to live inside us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. I just enjoyed the importance of being built up by companions. Basically, it's the example that the brother used, was that each board of the tabernacle was 1.5 to 3 width. So, in order for it to be full and complete, it had to be built up with another board.
Amen.
Similarly, we cannot trust Christ alone, you know? Like, alone we're not complete. We really need to be built up with the saints in order to have a full expression of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. This week I really enjoyed the aspect of the process that God went through. Because it was through this process that God is able to dispense himself into us and live within us.
Amen.
God in us, we really need to express Him, because in this crooked world we live in, we really need to learn how to. However, in order to express God, we need to know Him first and build an intimate relationship with Him. Just like how if you're applying to a job interview, the boss needs to get to know you as a person and have several interviews with you until he can accept you in business. Similarly, we need to know Christ through reading the Word and have personal and time and prayers daily as interviews until we finally can have a loving relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Since He is the ever-living one, that's not able to keep Him. He delivered Himself to death, but death has no way to hold Him. And in His resurrection, Jesus took away the authority of death and Hades. So if we believe in Him and we love Him, then death could not hold us and we will live forever.
Amen!
I'm always touched by Christ's humanity, especially by His serving, because there's a story where Jesus washed all His disciples' feet, and this washing of feet represents fellowship. So Jesus loved His disciples so much that He wanted to fellowship with them, and in the same way, we have to wash each other's feet, because it's so easy to get dirty with the world, and we have to shepherd each other and serve each other. And also, even though Jesus lived a sinless human life, He didn't live this life out of Himself. He still lived through God, right? And like, even more so that we need to do this. And like, the cure for this degrading generation is to have a proper humanity, and in order to do this is to live with God with the throne.
Amen.
I enjoy that we need to have proper humanity, but we can't do this from ourselves, because like if we do it from ourselves, we will fail miserably. But we need to eat Christ and eat His word. And another thing I enjoyed was that the Lord understands us, because He was also a man just as we were, and He went through everything we did, so He understands us and we can just talk to Him.
Amen.
Well, what I really enjoyed was that even though Christ was a man, he could do all these amazing things. I'm like, He can do all these amazing things because he's Christ, and He has all these like amazing godly powers, but like He was a man just like us.
Amen.
Like I said, he experienced all the feelings that we experience.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen. Something that I enjoyed is, one of the things that I enjoyed is that everyone wants peace. It's like, we want worldly peace, we want racial peace. But they can't have peace because they have no peacemaker. But praise the Lord that the Lord is our peace.
Amen.
Yes. Everybody
share.
One more.
Oh,
no.
John,
no.
Go ahead.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I think one day when we look back, we'll realize that 2015. The Lord took a monumental step in coming back.
Amen.
Starting from the college training and then with this year's Summer School of Truth, you really sense that the Lord is raising up another generation.
Amen.
To be the living overcomers.
Amen.
I appreciate our brother Siddha's fellowship this morning, just rounding it up. We need children as also the living overcomers.
Amen.
So we await, brother, your return.
Amen.
To help us to also raise up children.
Amen.
Who will be the living overcomers.
Amen.
And I just want to actually ask the young people, all of you, how many of you openly consecrated yourself sometime these 2 weeks? I think the church needs to know. And it's okay if you didn't, but we would just like to know of you all, who among you have consecrated yourself? Can you just raise your hand? Make sure you raise up your hand.
How about stand up.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, you can sit down. This is not to put on a show. If you didn't consecrate, that's okay. The Lord will touch you. But my burden is that to remind you and then also all the other saints and how we could shepherd these young people from this point on.
Amen.
We don't want the Summer School of the Truth just to be a spiritual high for 2 weeks.
Right.
But I have a few verses and to start. Leviticus 6:12. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it.
Amen.
When you consecrate, and when you consecrated these past 2 weeks, you built an altar.
Amen.
And the fire should keep on burning.
Amen.
It says it must not go out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning.
Amen.
Every morning.
Amen.
I hope you pray read these verses. There's a significance. When we spend time with the Lord in the morning, we are maintaining our consecration. The fire will continue to burn. It will be hot. I know a lot of you are going camping this weekend. I hope all of you get a chance to build a fire. There's some significance to that. We need to spend time with the Lord so that our consecration can remain fresh. And tied to this verse is actually 2 Timothy 1:6 and 7. For which cause I remind you.
Amen.
We're going to need to remind you,
Amen.
Right? When the serving ones send out the email about your morning revival for this coming week, take that as a reminder.
Amen. Right?
A reminder from the Lord of your consecration.
Amen.
For which cause I remind you to fan into flame
Amen.
The gift of God which is in you.
Amen.
This fire needs to be maintained.
Amen.
It needs to be fanned.
Yes.
And then for the rest of the saints, for the church, we need to remind the young people not to judge, not to condemn, not to say things like, oh, how come 2 weeks ago you were so burning and now you're not so burning? That's not what they need.
Right.
They need some shepherding
Amen.
So that their fire could be burning.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The Lord is raising up another generation of age turners. As a whole church, we need to continue to remind one another
yes.
to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We don't have a spirit of cowardice, but a power of love and of sober-mindedness.
Amen.
Actually, I would say, YP, you can remind us, too, to be fanned into spirit. I would really appreciate it in one of the brothers' fellowships. Brother Dan Haley, he shared that his children, they got him through the church life, and sometimes he would just be in bed, and he's just like, oh, I love my pillow. I don't want to go to the meeting today. But then his children would be like, Dad, let's go to the meeting. So YP, you can help us and our spirit
Amen.
In flame too.
Amen.
And, you know, maybe aren't exercising their spirit. You could tell them, hey, Dad, turn to your spirit.
Amen.
Maybe in a proper way because, you know, Dad might be upset. But, you know, encourage us old people, right? So go to the meetings, take you to the YP meeting. Maybe it's a long drive for some of you. You know, Basking Ridge is kind of a far drive. Like, Dad, I really want to go. You might not
Amen.
Want to take you, but you're like, Dad, I really got to go this week.
Amen.
So, remind, it's like
Amen.
Usual. We remind you, you remind us.
Amen.
We can all be in one huge, ginormous flame together.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful fellowship. Now, for the next sessions of the agenda, we will ask a brother to prepare a streamed message clip by Brother Andrew Yu, Paul, and Brother Lin. As Brother is preparing for this, I'll ask brothers in this section to move to the side. And then the young people, you're allowed to dismiss for this moment to the last room for your fellowship to review SSOP.